Unit 4, page 146. Reading. Harry Potter, not for children. Freedom to read.
When the first book in the Harry Potter series came out, some people were worried. They were afraid that children would get the wrong message from the books because they would believe it was real and might decide to become believers in Wicca, the religion of witchcraft. This concern made some parents and even some teachers challenge the Harry Potter books. Challenging a book is an attempt to remove it from the library and from the school curriculum or restrict its access to certain groups. For example, children. It is based on objections a person or a group of people has about a certain book. The people who make these challenges claim that they are doing it to protect others, frequently children, from difficult or unpleasant ideas and information. But in fact, throughout history, different individuals and groups have attempted to suppress anything that disagrees with their own beliefs. American libraries often find themselves dealing with requests to challenge or ban certain books. A ban is the removal of materials forever. As a result of the attempts to restrict or even ban access to certain books, the people working at American public libraries who do not like the idea of removing books from the libraries have decided to have a Banned Books Week every year in September. This special week emphasizes the freedom to choose what to read and the freedom to express one's opinion, even if that opinion is considered unpopular. It also emphasizes how important it is to make sure that everyone who wants to can read less popular viewpoints. Banned Books Week tries to send a very clear message. Free people read freely. To make a long story short, the attempts to challenge or remove the Harry Potter books were not successful. Luckily, most book challenges are unsuccessful, and most materials stay in the curriculum and the libraries. Experts say that this is a good thing, since children do not need to be so protected. This is because children can easily understand the difference between what is a story and what is reality, and they know the Harry Potter novels are just stories. These books are actually a wonderful way for children to enrich both their language and their imagination, and the more they read, the better.